Welcome to the Divine Voice of Love podcast. In everything there is light. Here's your host, Sid, bringing their message from the divine.
Divine Spirit will be with us in every episode. They will bring enlightenment, universal knowledge, and divine truth to all. As you listen, divine energy of loving vibration will resonate deep inside of you, out of the darkness of fear and into the light of God's love. As you listen, your higher self will accompany you in allowing divine truth to be imprinted into your life. As you listen, they, meaning divine spirit, assist in the removing of all negative energies, thoughts, beliefs, emotions, and desires. As you listen, divine truth will be told, for you will be activated towards your highest and greatest purpose, towards a new and joyful way of life. As you listen, you will be guided to new truths for your soul's journey and a new and deeper understanding on your spiritual path. As you listen, any fear of falseness is transformed into love for truth to reside. As you listen, the illusion of separateness will be removed. Since they are always here, you are never alone.
Welcome, everyone. Coming to you today, again with the Divine, with this special message of love from them. We're talking about self-esteem. Self-esteem is a very interesting topic all the time because people misinterpret what it really means. Self-esteem doesn't necessarily mean self-confidence. I work with so many people all the time that have horrible self-esteem. And what bad self-esteem does is it sabotages your life. It doesn't give you the ability to make correct decisions based on truth and based on your soul's desire. Poor self-esteem limits you. It stops you from having the ability to embrace life to the fullest. It stops you from having the ability to love fully, to express fully. It stops you from having relationships that you want to have. Divine relationships, wonderful relationships, great relationships. It stops you from having, a lot of times, the career that you're looking for. Your desire of service or your desire of being a nurse. But if you have low self-esteem, how are you ever going to be a nurse? You don't have self-confidence either. Self-esteem is such an important role in our psyche. Okay, it helps our bodies liberate with energy. It brings us laughter, it brings us goodness, it brings us vitality. Low self-esteem brings us depression. It brings us instability. It brings us confusion. So when we talk about self-esteem, you have to look at different parts in your life and say, okay, do I have self-esteem? Have I been told my whole life that I'm never going to amount to anything, and so I won't amount to anything? There's a really cute girl down the block that I would really like to talk to, but she probably wouldn't like me anyway. It's self-talk. Self-esteem is another word for self-talk. Okay? When we have negative self-talk, or when we have poor self-esteem, it's about giving yourself no permission to live. It's about giving yourself absolutely no ability to thrive. So if you want to have a good life, if you want to have a powerful life, if you want to feel good about your life, if you want to walk proudly without ego, but walk proudly in who you are. Again, you know, we talked a number of episodes about self-love. And how God views you, how God sees you, and the ability to be able to let the divine show you your worth. Your worth. When you have low self-esteem and low bad talking about yourself, you find that you don't have any worth. You don't have any value because you're not allowing yourself to have worth or to have value. Sometimes people go out of their way to punish themselves. Self-punishment. That's not self-esteem. It can take the form of self-punishment when you have low self-esteem. Okay. So how to have good self-esteem, how to stop having bad self-esteem, and how to create good self-esteem is to have this thing that we call self-awareness, okay, and self-acceptance. So we have talked in the past about self-awareness, that you have to really truly look at yourself. But the key to good and healthy self-esteem is about self-acceptance. Now, no one ever has said that you must be perfect, including yourself. No one, because no one is perfect. So self-esteem and self-confidence doesn't have to do with perfection. Quite the opposite. It has to do with self-acceptance. So when we accept the true self of ourself, the truth of us, not what we've made up, not what we've told ourselves, and not what somebody else has told us, not what society has told us, not what religion has told us, not what our parents have told us, not what our big brother told us, not what the news told us, not what a book told us. It's self-acceptance. So we have to look at our flaws. We all have them. And you have to look at the flaws to say, well, I am just human. And gosh, I'm not any good at that, right? But accepting those flaws means that you're forgiving yourself from having them, because we all have them. Accepting our flaws is a part of spiritual growth. It's a part of self-esteem. And so when we have something that we find a flaw or a conflict with in ourself, okay, when we embrace it, we say, okay, can I improve on this? This is a really big messed up thing that I have here in my head or in my body, okay, or in my behaviors, in my ways, in my doings. So by recognizing that and owning it and saying, I accept that I am this way, you're not hiding it anymore. You're not lying from it. You're not lying to anybody else about it. You're just embracing it. Then you can have a new thought about it. Do you need to change your ways? Do you need to see it differently? Maybe that flaw or that lack of self-acceptance in a certain behavior or way of thinking and doing or whatever it is somebody else's need. Maybe somebody else loves that you're clingy and needy. Maybe the right person for you says, I'm so glad that you're so clingy and needy because I need to be loved and accepted all the time. Maybe. It might just be that you're wrong. It might just be that you're wrong about yourself. And so when you can embrace your faults, when you can embrace the things that you don't like about yourself and that you create low self-esteem for yourself, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, I can't go talk to that girl. When you live like that, one, you won't change. You're not going to change your life. When you embrace who you are and you have acceptance of your faults, then you can have positive self-esteem because you can speak the truth about it. When you go into an interview with the job that you really, really, really want, you could just speak the truth. I don't have math skills and I don't read well, but by gosh, I'll put my whole heart and soul into something. So you can speak the truth about it and you can own it. And you can say, yeah, I'm not any good at that. But that's also self-esteem, because you're not trying to be good at something that you're not. You're not trying to be good at something that you're not. You're not any good at it. That's okay. It's okay to not be good at something. It's also okay to not be perfect. Again, because we all aren't. So self-esteem is about self-worth. It's also about self-value. And also about self-acceptance. When we value ourselves, we have respect. We have respect for ourselves, and we have respect for others. Think about that. When we value ourselves, we have respect for ourselves and we have respect for others, which makes you a really good person. You should be confident about that if you are that way. So self-esteem says, I'm a good person. I respect myself and I respect others. Self-esteem says, I'm good. Self-esteem says, I have something to offer. Self-esteem says, I am powerful. I am loving. I am kind. I am important. I am worth it. That's something that each and every one of you can have. You can have it. If you have low self-esteem, change your thoughts about yourself. Accept, have personal self-acceptance in your faults, embrace them, and if you need to change them, then do. Self-esteem is hand in hand with self-confidence, but confidence sometimes can be very egotistical. There's a lot of people that have too much ego. I'm so great at this, and I'm so great at that. And look at how good I am at this. Nobody likes that. Because the truth is you have low self-esteem. If you have a big ego, and you're trying to tell everybody how fantastic you are all the time in everything, that's because your low self-esteem is getting in the way. Because everybody is imperfect. We have divine love, which is perfect. Us as humans, we all have faults that we can improve on. Always. So if you're walking around with a huge ego, what is it that you're really afraid of? You have fear somewhere. And you have fear of somebody finding out that you're not good at something, or you've been lying and deceiving, or that you're a poser. You're posing something that you're not. Or that your self-worth is so bad that the only thing that you have is this over-ego in one place in your life. But what's the truth? You go to bed at night trying to figure out how the heck that you're supposed to show everybody how magnificent and good you are, because maybe you need friends, or maybe you want more money, or whatever reason you have. Maybe you need to prove to your father that you're good, because your father said you're not going to amount to anything. Maybe. But what's the truth? The truth is that you really feel that you're never going to amount to anything. So you overcompensate. You overspeak what you're capable of and what the truth of you really is. That's a hard pill to swallow. But when you see people, or you're a person that has high ego and no humility, that's all about, you know, banging your chest and what you're going to be so good at. People sooner or later see right through that. They see your pain. They see you're hurt. They see that you don't feel good about yourself inside. That you don't have good self-esteem. The opposite is true also. When we find people that are very giving, very loving, very open and willing to receive and to give love and to give hope and to just bring their whole body and being into something. People embrace that. People embrace self-esteem. They say, wow, that person is really, really wonderful. Look at how amazing that person is. Because they offer. They come in offering. Those people come to offer something. Their time, their attention, their words, their listening, their value, their worth, because they recognize that they're valuable and they have something to give here. They're not perfect. Quite the opposite. And they recognize that they sure as heck aren't. And they can laugh at themselves and they go, wow, I really did that. Yeah, that was an epic failure. Because we all have epic failures. Some people hide it underneath the carpet, and other people go, wow, did you guys see that? Because that was just amazing. How bad I messed up in that one. Self-esteem says it's okay to fail. Self-esteem says I have so much acceptance of myself, my feelings, and my goodness that I want to continue to learn. I want to continue to give. I want to continue to help. And it's okay for everybody to see me. It's okay for everybody to see me, which is what self-esteem truly is. You can see them. You can see their faults. You can see their truth. You can see their beauty. You can see their rawness because they're raw. They have it. When they cry hard. When they give with everything. They give with everything that they have. Because they know how to fail. They know how to fall. And they know how to make it better. They know how to pick themselves up by the bootstraps and say, well, let's do it again. Let's see if we can do it better this time. Because they have healthy self-esteem and self-worth and self-value and self-love. Blessings to you all. Have a magnificent day, week, month, year. It's always good to be with you. May you always be blessed and never alone.
May the divine cord of love and light penetrate my entire being, bringing the knowledge of my higher true self. May my life, my actions, my doings be that of only love. My mind is illuminated and filled with clear, direct words towards my greatest purpose. My throat releases all fear now to my perfect and full self-expression. My heart is filled so fully with that of only divine love. As I fill my heart with endless love, I release endless love out to myself, to others, and to God. As my solar plexus are filled with happiness, passion of my soul's greatest desire dances and penetrates throughout my entire being. One of purpose, one of passion, one of endless love, one of truth. As I receive the truth imprinted in my soul, my entire being is ignited with joy, a returning, a promise of recognition and the divine guidance. As I bring forward divine guidance, my being rejoices throughout the universe. God's will, God's way, God's bestowed blessings. I am liberated of all fear and anchored in purpose, in passion, in clarity, in direction, and loving truth. All of my days are now blessed with the divine of my highest self and the divine supreme God, living and bringing forth with the life force from within, one truth, one joy, one presence. As I walk in this continued presence, being his instrument of peace, love, and joy, I liberate other souls in their greatest purpose, passion, and joy as well. My abdomen is purified and cleansed of all guilt, for only joy, deep, deep joy, to reside. It is my pleasure to give my joy freely to others, and to myself, and to God. My lower back and tailbone thrives with boundless energy, creating money effortless and easy everywhere I go. I freely ground my life's purpose, igniting it into the earthly plane. May the divine light force within beckon my soul towards its greatest and most profound purpose. May I be love. May I be joy. May I be wisdom. May I be purity in all of my doings, in all of my ways, all of my days.
You've been listening to the Divine Voice of Love podcast. May our message ignite your soul's oneness deep within. Bring our message to your friends by liking and subscribing. Blessings to you all.